Hello there. In this recording, we're going to be looking at defenses as it relates to wellness. So in the recovery module, we took a look at what is defensiveness when it comes to people's behavior and the way that they relate to themselves, the way that they try to explain to themselves and to other people aspects of their behavior that they are uncomfortable with. And we looked that the driving aspect of this is, of course, emotions. It is how people feel. It is about trying to either stop themselves feeling something or to stop themselves feeling a feeling that is very uncomfortable by putting another feeling over it, or indeed to control other people around them, which again leads back to their own feelings, because by controlling people around them, of course, then we are anticipating those people's behavior, and so are anticipating the implications, if you like, of that behavior on their situation. It's a complex interaction between what people feel and how they behave. Now, in the more serious aspects of healthcare challenges, where things are critical and where there are these serious and often urgent and vital problems that need to be solved, the client will be open to some extent to trying to grapple with themselves and grapple with the issue that they're trying to deal with, and they will be perhaps open to looking at their defensiveness. We talked about this idea of bringing this topic into our coaching with our clients in a way that makes it very natural, makes it very human, doesn't place a moral or ethical judgment upon it, and simply looks at it as a phenomena of the way that human beings manage themselves in their lives. If you have been successful in doing that and have been working with your client for some time, then hopefully they have moved into a new phase of their lives, that we have been positioning as more of a wellness phase, or maybe even completely a wellness phase, as opposed to a recovery phase. So your clients have worked through a number of issues. They have made changes in their life. They have made changes almost certainly in the way they behave. And that will also mean they will have made changes in how they think, what they know about themselves, and so on. So there will have been this journey that has been taking place. Now, these clients, when they're in the wellness phase, and as they move towards this new way of life that they've developed, or are living this new way of life that they developed, they will not have the same relationship to defensiveness as they will have had earlier on, when you started working with them some time ago. But one of the important aspects of this is to remember that defensiveness as a kind of habituated way of managing experiences needs to be watched and considered from time to time in the wellness phase. This is really because people tend to habituate behaviors, and whilst they may have developed a lot of new mental or thinking behaviors, it is quite possible that the defensive behavior is quite deep-rooted, is long ongoing, has probably for them developed over a long period of time. So the reality is that it probably exists within the context of their lives. They just don't really need to resort to using it in the dramatic way that they might have had to have used it earlier on in this recovery to wellness journey. Your job then as their coach is to just be vigilant, if you like, on their behalf, to listen out for times in their life or times within the context of what they're getting you to coach them on that they aren't slipping back into resorting to defensive strategies in order to manage emotions. Typically, when we look at chronic healthcare conditions that are behavioral driven or have a strong behavioral component, so, and that would range right through to behavioral health challenges such as substance misuse, drinking too much alcohol, which would also be substance misuse, but, you know, alcohol use, food, inappropriate diets, obesity, all those kinds of behavioral health challenges that have a component of behavior in them that influences the overall health of the person, also contains the opportunity for them to cut off from themselves the emotions that they are feeling as a result of that behavior becoming unstable. This is another way of saying that when people start to relax or revert, then defensiveness will probably rise in relation to that relapse or reversion. So you want to be vigilant as a coach, you want to be listening out for that and making sure that you have a contract or agreement with your client that you can put your hand up or you can flag it up if it is something that you are noticing that they perhaps haven't noticed themselves. So important really to have this maintenance approach to defensiveness and to have it within your frame of reference as a coach within the wellness context.